Tonight's shir, Sim Lamed Beis, Siv Zayin, Ches, and Tes. Siv Zayin, Halacha LeMoshe MiSinai. We have Mesorah from Moshe Rabbeinu from Sinai, Tefillin Al HaKlaf, Velo Al HaDechsustus, Velo Al HaGvil. Tefillin has to be written on Klaf, not on the Sustus, not on Gvil. Koisvin Al HaKlaf, B'mokom Basa, from Shina Posel. The tefillin parashas are written on the parchment on the side closer to the flesh, and if he changes, it's posel. So mahu klaf umah d'sus is a very unusual presentation of the Shulchan Aruch that he's going to now explain to us the halacha mashmi Sinai of tefillin on the klaf now on the d'sus. Now, what is klaf? What is d'sus? We use the word parchment loosely. We say parchment. What are we talking about?
This just tefillin, mezuzahs, and sefer Torah don't have this restraint.
There is a discussion, right, there's specific ones for each. Ha'or b'shas ibudo chalken aso lishnayim. The skin of the kosher animal, when they tan it, it's split in half. Now, this is common especially for the thicker skins, the thicker hides of a cow. So they would split the skin into two sheets. And that's actually a told of Melechas Mafshit on Shabbos. And they were divided that way. V'chelek hachitzon shulitzad haseor nikaklaf. The outer or upper part of the hide, that's where the hair grows, that half of the hide is called klaf. V'apanimi hadobik labosor, the inner or lower side of the hide that's attached to the flesh, Nikoduchsustus, that's called duchsustus. The word gevil, we mentioned before, there's gevil, there's klaf and duchsustus. Gevil refers to the skin that's not split at all, and you didn't do anything except remove the hair. On the flesh side, you didn't do anything. That's the bare halacha. That you can't write on you can't write on the sustus or gevil. Berloch's gevil is the skin that has not been split, and all you did was take off from the hair side, and that was it, and nothing from the other side. So the din is, the halacha mashmei Sinai, that tefillin is written on klaf, so it's on a split hide, and you're using the half where the hair was, but you're not writing on the hair side, you're writing on the flesh side. That's why the Mechaber said, "Koisvin al klaf b'morkom bosor from shina posel." So you're using the half of the hide, the upper outer half, that's where the hair grew from, but you're not writing on the hair side. You're writing on the inner side where it was closer to the flesh.
That's why grill is no good. Because you're
writing on the outside.
You're writing on the wrong side.
Well, the fees are according to this. We say the language, you write on the parchment, on the flesh side. It means the part closest to the flesh. It means the point where it was joined to the duchsustus, because it's actually not touching the basar at all. The duchsustus was touching the basar. It means the side touching the duchsustus. This is theoretical, so to speak. This is halacha mashmi Sinai. But it's not what we do today. Uklafim shalonu, Mechaber continues his quoting Tosfos. Our parchment, shein chalken asam, we don't split the hide. Yesh lehem din klaf, it has a halacha of parchment. V'koisvin aleihem l'tzad basar, and we write on the flesh side. What hides the chustus? Shemashem igarin kli pasu al yoyna shebamokam seyar, einu al kadeh mashat sarach l'sak l'achliko. They scrape away on the hair side just to smooth it out. And even if they would split the hide, that has to come off anyway. On the flesh side, on the duchsustus side, they scrape and scrape and scrape. So you're only left with the cloth. Basically, they scrape away the whole duchsustus.
Why scrape instead of split it?
I guess it's easier. That's what the Tosfos writes. That's what he used to do. They would literally just scrape the flesh side until they got to the klaf. So the Berloch says, how do you know? How do you know when you get to that point? So he says, the simon to know that you got rid of all the duchsustus, the Berloch says that the duchsustus, I guess, had a shine to it. It was a shiny apart, and they got rid of all that. And I guess after, you could notice right away, it was nikar l'kol, and as soon as you scrape that away, it would be mutter to write, now you're on the klaf. So I guess it had a shine to it, that, or smoothness to it. Ki hu chalok, hu shor klaf, enu chalok kol kach. It's like a smoothness to the d'chusta side that doesn't exist on the klaf. Again, I'm not familiar with the dermis, if you will, of the cow to tell you exactly, but they said they could tell right away. They look at it, they know if it wasn't scraped enough, and they make sure to scrape the entire, not to leave any, you have to be very careful not to leave any of the d'chustas on the parchment before they start writing in order that the ksav should be kosher.
And it's just tefillin.
Again, this is tefillin, because
for Sefer Torah, they write on the hair side because that's what holds the ink.
It's the Gemara Shabbos. Tefillin is on the klaf, mezuzah is on the d'chustas, Bitzat chitzon on the hair side, Sefer Torah is on the gevil, but makom hasaros.
Yeah.
Seif ches. Tzer haklaf lios meubud ba'afotzim o besid. Now the parchment has to be tanned. The hide has to be tanned with galnut or sid. Sid is a lime solution. This lime is not the fruit lime. This is calcium hydroxide. V'tzarech shiyeh me'ubod lishmo. And the act of tanning the leather for parchment for the tefillin parashis must be done lishmo. Toiv lahoitzi b'sfasav. It's good to say with his lips, but chilas ha'ibud, at the beginning of the tanning, shu ma'ab l'shem tefillin, he's doing this for the sake of tefillin. O l'shem sefer Torah, for sefer Torah. Ibdu l'shem mezuzah, possible. If he did it for l'shem mezuzah, it would not work, it would not be kosher for tefillin. Mishnah Berurah, sefkan chav gyom, bafatzim o besid. He tans it with galnut or lime, uli yikuvahu. This is ma'akiv. To the mikri klaf below zeh, rakdif Torah. If you don't tan it with hafatzim and sid, it's not called klaf at all. It's called diftera. Diftera is a lashon. We find that it was unfinished, so to speak. It wasn't fully tanned. You would leave the skin, the hide, in the calcium hydroxide solution until the hairs on the outside fall off without scraping. And if you pulled it out before that point, lo yichtolav, don't use it to write parashiyos. David diftor yidayin apostle. It's still called diftor. It's unfinished and it's puzzle. V'yesh mishacholik v'kasev. There are those who argue and write. The sefer shehotzi oyos la'achar arba yomim. If you left it 4 days in the lime solution and then the sefer takes it out, v'yidayin lo'over saras melein, and the hair is still attached to the skin. Near the b'diavad in kapeda, b'diavad we're not makbid, it doesn't make a difference. Though talya b'seir kal, it doesn't depend on the hair. The kivin the kvar hunach b'sid, since it was placed in the lime solution, v'niskan kahoygen, and it was properly tanned, lo mikri difter, it's not called difter and shum. So in that case, we have to scrape off the hair. And by the way, in the Melech Shabbos, that's where mamachik comes in. The Melech mamachik, we call smoothing or scraping, was essentially scraping off the hair after ibud, after you tanned the leather. Sifkan chav dalad b'svasav, he should say with his lips, he's doing this ishma, u'b'di'evet ayob mashav, u'b'di'evet, if he just thinks it, it would be sufficient. Sifkan chav hei b'tchilas, and he does this when he starts the tanning process. V'yoyisur ein sarach, and after that, nothing else is necessary. Lo lahoitzi b'svasav, he doesn't have to say anything else. Doesn't have to think he's doing a lishma. It all goes on in the beginning. Even if the tanning process takes several days, because whatever he does is based on the beginning. The beginning of the tanning process is placing the skins in the lime solution. It's not when you rinse it off before that. It is zelo mikri dain ibud. That's not called ibud. Sifkan chavav the shem sefer Torah. He could say he's doing it the shem tefillin or sefer Torah. Why? The kedusha sechamur mitfillin. The kedusha of sefer Torah is greater than tefillin. Ubechama saimone. So the expression within 200 is 100. If you're covering sefer Torah, then you cover tefillin too. Va'aval pikein lut l'shas at tefillin mezuzos. And nonetheless, you can change it to tefillin or mezuzah. After kedusha, some kalimena, even though it's a lighter kedusha, You can't use it for davachol. Once you made the skin ibud l'shma, it cannot be used for a non-kaddish purpose. Unless you made an express condition up front that when I tan it, if I want to change it, I can. Even for a mundane purpose. Then you can. The proper thing is when the sefer puts the skins into the lime solution, they should say, I'm putting these skins into the lime solution for the sake of Sefer Torah. V'ani masne, l'chashe eretz eshuch l'shan oisech ha'dovin, I make a condition that if I want, I can change it for any purpose I choose. That's the correct nusach. It's interesting, he always refers to the Sefer. I would think the person doing this kind of work is not a Sefer at all, but he's calling him a Sefer. V'lo kemo shenag v'asoif m'shom, it's not, he shouldn't say the way that some Seferim do, l'shem Sefer Torah, O tefillin, O mezuzos, O shadav rishos. They say, I'm doing this for the sake of Sefer Torah, tefillin, mezuzah, or anything I want. That you can't do. Does mistapkim ha'choinim im ha'id ha'choinim? I'm not sure if that works. Vayim ber lochel k'mer lochel. The problem with this is, he writes in a short ber lochel, is you're getting into breira. And by midiraisa, as we hold, aim breira. So it's an interesting thing. The requirement of ibud is menatera. You have to do ibud, and he says you have to do it lishma. The Be'er Locha says ibud is halacha moshe b'Sinai. If you don't do ibud, then it's not klaf. Eid elov rak shem or, it's not kevil, it's not klaf, it's not tosustis. So you have to do ibud. However, the ibud lishma could be drabanan. Quotes the Pima Gadim, that the Lishma component could be Drabbanan. So he says, if you start saying this, this, or this, you get into Shav Breira. But if you hold it to Pima Gadim, even Lishma is Drabbanan, then B'dievid, you could be made, because by Drabbanan, you say Yesh Breira, for Tzorchi and Lamaisa. So those who said, the Sefer can say, I'm doing it for this, or this, or this, or this, are going with this rationale that the whole designation of the Lishma is Drabbanan. That you do the tanning, that's midiraisa, so you have to do the tanning. But they have to designate for what, the Lishma, maybe that's not the diraisa. If that would be the diraisa, then you couldn't say it like that. So Mishmur, this is a side step, says, say straight out, I'm doing Lishma Sefer Torah, and I can condition that I can change my mind. Then there's no Breira situation. Sefkar Chav Zayin, Posel. If you do the Ibu Lishma Mezuzah, it's no good for tefillin. Then you could use it for mezuzahs exclusively. The kedusha of kala mitfilin, the kedusha of mezuzah is less than tefillin. From ibud the tefillin mahani afal mezuzah lo sefer Torah. If I did the ibud for tefillin, I could use tefillin or mezuzah. I can't do sefer Torah. From ibud the other shem etzuos, and let's say I did it for the sake of straps for the tefillin, the etzuos lo mahani lichto parashis alof imas achach klaf men. Then if I change it to make klaf, I can't write parashas on it. The kedusha san chamur, because the kedusha of the parasha is more chamur than the ritzua. Va'afil v'asos mehen or batim yishlo menamit pasal. Some hold you can't even make batim with the leather. If I did the tanning, the shem ritzuos, the kedusha san chamur, so because the kedusha is more chamur than ritzua. Pimigadim ayin shemash chazbaza. Se'iv tes im ibdo ena yehudi. What if a non-Jew does the ibud? Again, the ibud is ma'akif. To the Shema, we said it's Drabonon, according to Pima Gadim. Maybe some holds Dirai, some says Drabonon. What about a guy doing it? La Rambam Posul, Afilo Amalo, Yisur, La Abri, the Shema. The Rambam holds if a guy tanned the leather, they're no good for parashas, even if he had told him, do it, Lishma. Ula Harash, Kosher, Emisal, Amin Agaba Visio. The Rosh holds that if a Yid told him to do it, Lishma, and he's standing over him and helps a little bit, that's fine. Sio Kisaspi Ibuda, the Rama adds the words that he helps a little bit in the Ibud. Look back at Simeon Aleph Sif Beis. Remember Simeon Aleph Sif Beis. Simeon Aleph had a very similar or exact machlokes. The halacha is that the strings we use for tzitzis have to be spun lishma. So you say in the beginning, I'm doing lishem tzitzis. And if a guy does the spinning, and the Yid is watching over him and says, do it lishma, the Rambam says, posel. And the Rosh says, kosher. And he helps a little bit, the Rambam says. So it's the exact same thing here. When you need lishma, can a goy do it with a Yid instructing him? The Rambam says, no, it doesn't work, whether it's tzitzis, whether it's tefillin. And the Rosh said it works. Afilu. Even if the Yid tells them to do it lishma, the Rambam says it's possible. The Sfirli, the Rambam, because the Rambam holds the Akamoy said Aita Dinafshe. The guy doesn't care what you tell him. He does it with his own thoughts in mind. The Afal Pisha Akam Oimer Shashmir. Even if he says, yeah, master, I'll do exactly what you tell me, whatever you say. Ain't Piv Shom is that we don't trust him. We don't trust him. He's not being honest. The Rosh holds the Kivan Shu Oimin al Gabo Betchila Beishemesim Oyos Ator Chasid. The Rosh holds if the Yid is standing there when he puts the skin into the lime solution, but Oimin he says She Yitnim Oz the Chasid Lishma, put them in for the sake of Tefillin Parshis or Sefer Torah Parshis. Lo Be'in Hakavona Shelo Akum Lozeh. We don't need the guy's thoughts at that point. Rock by Ace Regan is seen. That's what said. Just at the point, moment when he puts it in the Sid. For a moment, for an instant, the guy will follow the instructions of the Yid. And he puts them in the solution with the intent of being Parshis or for a Sefer Torah. But let's say the Yid who's standing by watching is thinking to himself, Lishma, but it doesn't say anything to the guy. Lo mahani, that of course doesn't work. Even if he says to him straight out, do it lishma. If he's at a distance, then he's not showing him. Lo mahani, even the rush would say it doesn't help. So he can't be Skyping to him instructions and telling him this is how you should do it. According to the rush, the Yid stands over him and helps a little bit with the Ibud. What's the help? Afilu im lo siyo rak besofi Ibud, even if the help comes at the end of the tanning. Afilu gam zeh siyo lo hoya rak besofi sima akman, even if the help is done together with the guy, not alone, kosh, that's fine. V'kozel le mitzvah b'alman, because this is really just an extra hider. Abad yevel lo harosh kosh afilu lo siyo kal, according to the rosh, even if it doesn't help at all, it'll still be kosher. The Akum Daiti Disol Hamitzavehu La'asos Lishma, because we say that the guy is doing it with the instructions of the Yid, and if the Yid says do it Lishma, he's listening. Sifkan Lan V'chenong, that is the minik. Follow the Rosh, that a guy can do it with the Yid watching over him. So the Mishnah Berurah says, V'aminik L'fidivei Hachroinim L'chatchila Tzorech Lius Kach. The correct practice, according to what the later authorities say, is this is how you should do it. The Yid himself should put the skins into the lime solution, lishma. And he should instruct the guy that all the other activities that come subsequent should be done lishma. At that point, the guy can later take them out, do some scraping, whatever it is. There's no point, not necessary for the Yid to do anything else, to watch over anything else. Because ultimately, like we said, the Armin and Quintus, he's going to sit there and scrape off the whole Duchsustis. The guy are doing that. That's not being done by Yid. Let's say the Yid did put the skins into the lime solution. Lishma. Didn't tell the goy, and any subsequent thing you do, have in mind the shame, the mitzvah of tefillin. Cause of Pimagodim Tzorech Iyum Bezeb. Pimagodim says this needs some investigation. Beisoysef seems to say the Rambam would hold this as good because the Yid is the Meister one who put it in. Then everything follows that first action, and the Bach says no good. But according to Nodib Yehuda, in Kuf Ayin Hey, look there. Ubi Urei Hagoyin Maram Benet al Mordechai Sof Hilchos Sefer Torah and the commentary of Maram Benet on the Mordechai. Yesh Lohokel B'Diavad, we can be Mekel B'Diavad if the Yid started the process, even if he didn't instruct the guy. Vim Siu HaYisrael La'akim Ketzas B'Soif. Ubezeh Gamar Melech Zeh. But then if a Yid helped the guy at the end a little bit and that concluded the tanning, but he never told the guy to do it lishma. Zeh bevadai lo mahani. That for sure does not work. Demesayeya ein bo mamish. A little help at the end is irrelevant. So if he didn't do anything in the beginning, and he never told the girl the Shema, and the only thing he did was at the end, he helped him take it out, yep. None to talk about, even the Rosh says it's no good. When do we say this? When the conclusion is not done himself, but with the help of a goy. But let's say the yid does the conclusion entirely alone, without the goy. So the yid, let's say he takes it out of the lime, and it's not finished yet. Then he puts it back in the Sid L'shma. In this case, the Taz and Yerodeh and Maran Benet are Mekel. Because even though the guy started it without any Yid's instruction, the Yid removed it before it was done and reinserted it. So now he's making it happen. Now the Ibud is happening through a Yid. L'shma. We're not going to protest someone who conducts himself this way, as we clarify in the Be'er Halacha.